Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A particularly great day for me because I'm broadcasting today from the Ronald Reagan Library and having the opportunity to speak to my friend Peter Robinson, who was part of that historic administration. And Peter asked a very profound question and raised a very profound question in a speech that he gave here just 3 days ago at the Reagan Library, observing the 30th anniversary of this institution. Peter Robinson is a Murdoch Distinguished Policy Fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford, which turned down the opportunity for hosting the Reagan Library, this being more than 30 years ago. But he writes about business and politics. He edits Hoover's quarterly journal, the Hoover Digest, and hosts Hoover's video series program, Uncommon Knowledge. And Robinson is also the author of three books, all of which are outstanding, funny, insightful, and important. He wrote How Ronald Reagan Changed My Life in 2003. It's My Party, A Republican's Messy Love Affair with the GOP, and the best-selling business book, Snapshots from Hell, The Making of an MBA. Peter, it's great to speak to you, and congratulations on a wonderful speech that you gave right here just a couple of days ago.
Michael, it's a pleasure to talk to you, as always. I just wish somehow or other we'd been slightly more in sync and been there at the same time. But it's a pleasure.
Well, thank you so much. I played today, earlier today, some of the NBC News broadcast from November 9th, 32 years ago,
right,
when they had just announced that they were opening the border between East and West Germany. And you could hear the amazement in the voices of the broadcasters who were looking at this fateful change in the world. Can you think of any other change in our lifetimes that has meant more than the winning of the Cold War?
I can think of terrible events. I'm just old enough to remember John Kennedy's assassination. Of course, we all remember 9/11. What's so remarkable about and we can remember, you and I can remember when Neil Armstrong first walked on the moon. What's so remarkable about the fall of the Berlin Wall is that it's a kind of triumphant event here on Earth that nevertheless took us completely by surprise. Where were you? May I ask you, Michael, may I do a little interviewing of you? Where were you? What were you thinking? How did you receive the news 32 years ago today?
We were still living in Los Angeles,
right,
and I actually got the news when I got home, and I believe it was my wife who told me. Of course, you could see that it was coming because there were,
right,
these rallies in Poland and in Germany and,
yes,
in Russia and the breaking apart of the Soviet. But it happened so quickly.
Yes.
And I remember being fascinated and amazed by it, but not actually believing it. It just seemed like one.
Yes, it seemed unreal, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, how could this happen? We'd all grown up with this idea that there were these Soviet missiles that were pointed at our heads. Did you have any drills at school?
I can remember. Sure, when I was a little kid in upstate New York, I remember being frightened, but not understanding why. The teachers, I don't know if you have this memory as well. We're roughly the same age. You must have similar memories. But the teachers would put us through drills, and when we heard a siren and the siren went off, everybody was supposed to climb under his desk, and the teachers were very tense. They did not like whatever it was that was going on, whatever this represented. They didn't like it. And I remember as a child being mystified and slightly frightened because the teachers were frightened. Something was going on that worried them. And, of course, what worried them was in those days, people were still building bomb shelters in their backyards. The prospect of a nuclear exchange seemed extremely real. I was in elementary school just after the Cuban Missile Crisis. I think that if I have the timing right, that's when I started kindergarten. That had shaken the country. People really believed this might happen, a kind of nuclear exchange might happen.
Yeah, I know my parents did before that. I remember being in second grade, and this is in San Diego at Loma Prieta Elementary School.
Right.
And my dad worked in the defense industry in San Diego, and so I was very conscious of bombs. And we had drills, and they had drills. It was like every month. And there would be a siren that would go off, and you'd have to hide under your desk.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I was a little, I mean, I was second grade, but I was a really obnoxious kid, and which I know people can find easy to imagine. And I remember my teacher, who was Mrs. Abrams, and speaking to her and saying, can you explain to me something? Why are we, if they hit us with a nuclear bomb, the desk is not going to protect us.
Right.
We're going to all be burned up alive, right? Why do we go under the desk?
Right.
And she basically shut me up and said, don't worry about people who know better than you.
Right.
I still don't really understand about why they would put the little kids under the desk. But this was real. This was part of what you're growing up with.
Yeah.
So the notion that this would be going away, that they were reaching nuclear disarmament, not entirely, but agreement.
Right.
I just read the Russians still have over 6,000 nuclear weapons.
Yes, I think that number sounds right to me. It's still an extremely dangerous country, of course. But what the other, here's another question for you, Michael, if I'm allowed to just turn this into a conversation.
Please.
When I was at the Reagan, what I was so struck by as I thought through what I wanted to say, I was there Sunday, which marked the 30th anniversary of the original dedication of the library. And Ronald Reagan was there 30 years ago, and high-ranking cabinet officials were there. And 30 years later, the folks who run the Reagan Library are friends of mine, and they said, really, we need you to come because you're one of the last people who's up and walking around who actually remembers working with Ronald Reagan. So I get this feeling that something that remains terribly vivid to me, Ronald Reagan himself working in the White House, the end of the Cold War, 32 years ago when the wall fell, all of this to me is as vivid, to do a little old man talk, as if it happened yesterday. I don't know how to convey to my own children, to the students here at the Stanford campus, where, as you know, I work. All of them were born after the Cold War. They have no memory. The events that are important for them to understand are now passing from living memory. They're becoming purely historic. And I feel so frustrated because I'm just not, I don't know how to convey to the rising generation, you need to know this. You need to understand. In particular, given that the country we're badly divided, we face a rising China and so forth, you need to understand that in very recent history, you don't have to go back to the Cold War. You can go back just to the 1980s for a moment when this country underwent a national self-renewal, when our morale rose, when we stood up to a foreign power and we won a major conflict. You need to understand this. The conflict was real and we won. And I don't know how to convey all that, Michael. I just don't know how to do it.
Well, you're doing it now, and I want to continue on how we won. How Americans ended up being so stunned by actual victory in a conflict where many felt we could only lose. We'll be right back with Peter Robinson.
I was just thinking the other day that in our first administration, we made history, and in the second, we can change history forever.
Thank you. Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The optimism of Ronald Reagan, the belief that the Cold War could be won, that the evil empire could be broken and changed, that the world could change so phenomenally, it was a belief that most Americans didn't share. And you certainly must have had that sense when you were working in the White House, Peter Robinson. I'm speaking to Peter Robinson of the Hoover Institution at Stanford, who was one of President Reagan's principal speechwriters during the last years of President Reagan's term. Peter, when you were working in the White House, even in that second term, it did still seem inconceivable that the Soviet Union would break apart, that Ukraine and Latvia would be independent nations, Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania. I mean, all around the world, the idea that they had the Velvet Revolution in the Czech Republic, and Czechoslovakia doesn't even exist anymore because Slovakia has its own independent existence. And none of this seemed even vaguely plausible. Science fiction, right?
That's exactly right. We were talking a moment ago about how hard it is to convey to the rising generation what was at stake in the Cold War, but also what was in people's minds, the range of options that seemed possible for us, let alone what people felt in Eastern Europe who had been occupied by the Soviets since the end of the Second World War, but for us in the West. But what it was in the 80s, it was after Ronald Reagan had been elected that Jean-François Revel, the French intellectual, published a book that was widely received, widely read in this country, and it was called How Democracies Perish. It was a very pessimistic little book. So even after Ronald Reagan takes office, there's a kind of grimness among one segment of the American public, and including, let us be honest about this, including some of our fellow conservatives, Michael, in those days. And the kind of default assumption about the Cold War was still that of Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon and Jimmy Carter. The Soviet Union is a strong power. There's no immediate weakness. We have to manage the conflict between the United States and the Soviet Union because the Soviet Union is here to stay. And what was so distinctive about Ronald Reagan, so audacious, if I may, there were two qualities about Reagan that I believe were, well, apart from his courage as a person, his determination and willingness to say what he thought he was true, to speak his mind. But one was his moral clarity. By the time you get into detente, the President of the United States, Richard Nixon, greets Brezhnev and kisses him on both cheeks and drives him around on a golf cart as if he's a Paul from New Jersey, an ordinary politician, that he falls within the range of what is normal and acceptable. And Ronald Reagan, as you well know, in one of his more controversial speeches, but in 1983, he says, beware. We must learn the lessons of history and beware the aggressive impulses of an evil empire. You could not push Ronald Reagan off that point. For all our faults, they were evil, and this country was fundamentally good. And then the second was the sheer audacity of his imagination, let's put it that way, of his moral imagination. There's a famous moment, 1977, this is after he's run for president and lost in 1976, and before he has decided that he'll run again in 1980, and Dick Allen, who is still with us, Richard Allen, who went on to become President Reagan's first national security advisor, gives President, or then former Governor Reagan, a briefing on world affairs at the governor's home in Pacific Palisades, California, just up the coast from where you grew up in San Diego. And then Dick Allen, I have this from Dick Allen himself. This is not a third or fourth hand account. This is from Dick Allen himself. The president or the then former governor listened, and then he said, by the way, would you like to hear my view of the Cold War? And Dick Allen said, well, of course, Governor, I want to hear your view. And Ronald Reagan said, well, some people think I'm simplistic, but there's a difference between being simple and being simplistic. My view of the Cold War is we win and they lose. Breathtaking. You couldn't find any other senior politician or political figure anywhere in the country who would state it just as simply as that. Not only are they evil and this country is good, they're collapsing. We'll win this. We will win this. This is why it was so invigorating, thrilling, really, to be working for that man. You couldn't push him off the point, off the moral aspect of the conflict,
and you couldn't push him off his fundamental confidence that we were going to win.
You know, I was thinking Mort Saul, who was in the era of Reagan a very popular comedian, political comedian. He just died at the age of 92 or 93.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he just passed away. Mort Saul had a line that always got a sort of bitter laugh. He said, you know, where I live, and he was living in New York at the time, the educated people, the optimists are teaching their children Russian. The pessimists are teaching their children Chinese.
Yes.
And the defeatism in the West was remarkably intense. We have some of the same thing now. I was wondering if you would care to speculate, knowing President Reagan and his thinking and his character's makeup, how would he respond to the idea of, well, for instance, to remake Thanksgiving and some of the things I'm going to be talking about tonight, that Thanksgiving should be a national day of mourning.
No.
It sounds ludicrous, but there is a real attempt to do that, endorsed by leading and prominent Democrats. And what would his message be for what's called wokeness today?
Well, we know he'd be opposed to wokeness because wokeness says things that just aren't true. It says there's no difference between men and women. That's not true. It says the United States is a wicked place, corrupt from its very inception, racist from before it even became an independent nation. And these things just aren't true. Ronald Reagan understood and would have said cheerfully, because he was so confident that he would have been right about this, he would have said, our faults we share with other nations throughout history, our virtues make this country exceptional.
And speaking of exceptional, Peter, can you stay with us for one more segment?
Michael, are you kidding? With you, I'll stay with you as long as you want.
Thank you. Look forward. We'll be right back with Peter Robinson on what we do about raising America's spirits now. Coming up.
Go out there and win one for the Giver.
Lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are reports the Biden administration is considering shutting down the Line 5 pipeline that stretches from western and eastern Canada through the state of Michigan. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre dismisses those reports and says the United States and Canada are engaged in conversations surrounding the pipeline.
Canada is a close ally and a key partner in energy trade, as well as efforts to address the climate crisis and protect the environment. These negotiations and discussions between the two countries shouldn't be viewed as anything more than that, and certainly not an indicator that the U.S. government is considering shutdown.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's administration is filling the U.S.-Mexico border barrier gaps with repurposed shipping containers. The containers are generally between 10 and 40 feet in length and about 8 feet high. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
When we first met here 7 years ago, many of us for the first time, it was with the hope of beginning something new for America. We meet here tonight in this historic chamber to continue that work. If anyone expects just a proud recitation of the accomplishments of my administration, I say let's leave that to history. We're not finished yet.
President Reagan, that sounds like it must have been a State of the Union address. That's what he was talking about. We have a State of the Union address coming up in a couple of months. And today, when you look at the recollections of the Reagan administration, of course, my guest Peter Robinson has them from the inside. Looking back on the history that you've lived and you've experienced, Peter, clearly something went wrong. Actually, a lot of things went wrong. Mm-hmm. We were talking here today about a problem that I know you experience. You're at the Hoover Institution. You live in the Bay Area, and I know that you don't have a homeless problem on the Stanford campus, thank God. Yeah. But you certainly do in the Bay Area. It seems to me this is such a gigantic problem nationwide that politicians don't even address right now. Right. You're a very profound and important political thinker. And I think there's a general sense that the stuff that really bothers Americans most are politicians don't really touch anymore. Mm-hmm. Certainly not in the way that Reagan dealt with the economic issues, the foreign policy issues that we've been talking about. What do you think is most important to try to get our leaders more in touch with changes that need to be made to bring America back to an optimistic vision for the country?
Well, We need to throw them out, Michael. The current crop needs to be sent into a long-delayed and richly deserved retirement, for goodness sake. That's what we need to do. I don't know. I know you well enough. We haven't spoken about this, but I know you well enough that as the election results came in from Virginia last Tuesday, a week ago Tuesday, you were thrilled.
Absolutely.
I'm totally thrilled. You said to yourself the same thing that I said to myself and that we undoubtedly said to ourselves on election day in 1980 and again in 1984. Oh, I love democracy. I just love democracy. The journalism of the day is corrupt. The establishment, the Democratic Party establishment, Terry McAuliffe, oh my goodness. I mean, this is a bag man for the Clinton operation. And we've already known what Bill Clinton got up to in his off moments. Now these Durham indictments are producing, making it undeniable that the whole Russian collusion hoax was a dirty trick by the Clinton campaign. It made anything that Richard Nixon ever dreamt of doing look like the merest trifle. And so, and then Terry McAuliffe is right in the middle of this Clinton organization. And the voters of Virginia said, no, something just, don't call us racist. Don't tell us we don't have the right to educate our children. Don't try to assault Glenn Youngkin. Glenn Youngkin is a wealthy man, but it's, you know how he made his money. It was straightforward. He was a bank. Don't do that. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'm voting against you. You guys, take a walk. The most thrilling comment of the evening in my, and of course, I was flipping back and forth, as I'm sure you were, I grit my teeth and go over to MSNBC, and I grit my teeth and I click over to CNN to see how they're handling it all. And of course, it's within moments. They must have seen exit polling earlier in the day because they knew it was going to go against them. And within moments, they're talking about the racism of the Republican Party and how voters were endorsing white supremacy. And then the new lieutenant governor-elect, Winsome Sears, appears on Fox News, and she says the Democratic Party has taken African Americans for granted for decade after decade after decade. And then she uttered this phrase. I don't know whether she knew she was uttering one of the most powerful lines anyone had ever spoken in American politics. My advice to the Democrats is go find new victims. Oh, my goodness. It's thrilling. I mean, I had the same thrill that I used to feel when I was a little kid watching the Marines have landed. And it's democracy. It's democracy. It's a thrilling thing. So I'm optimistic. Two weeks ago, I had no idea it was going to be this. The news was going to be so good from Virginia. 2 weeks ago, my view used to be I'm sort of long-term optimistic. I remember the 70s, as you do. There was a whole decade that went wrong, and it took a while for it to work its way out, and for Ronald Reagan to be elected president, and for the renewal to take place. But it looks to me as though the renewal is going to happen pretty quickly. Just think. Republicans recapture the House, at least, and maybe the Senate next year. And then think of the bench now. I have to say, some listeners won't be happy about this. I hope that Donald Trump chooses not to run again.
Amen.
And here's why. The meaning of Glenn Youngkin's victory in Virginia is that the next generation has broken through. And our next generation is spectacular. Glenn Youngkin, Ron DeSantis in Florida, Tom Cotton, Ben Sasse, Ted Cruz, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott of South Carolina.
We were talking earlier today about Mike Pompeo, who is lost a bunch of weight, and a terrific congressman aside from Secretary of State.
Terrific congressman, went over and ran the CIA. This guy is a tough guy. He knows how Washington works. And he ran the CIA. The CIA is, as we know, our intelligence agencies had at least in some veins within the intelligence agencies had become corrupted. That's now clear from the Russian, but Pompeo goes across to Virginia and runs the CIA, then runs the State Department. This next generation on our side
is really impressive. They're smart. They're well versed. They know how to handle themselves, and they're ready to go.
By the way, I asked Newt Gingrich. I had Newt Gingrich on last week,
mm-hmm.
and I asked him who he thought the Democratic nominee would be in 2024, because it won't be Joe Biden,
right?
And it certainly won't be Kamala Harris.
Right.
I mean, assuming someone runs against her. But he said without hesitation, Gavin Newsom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to see that. I would like to see that. Wouldn't you?
Well,
there's not much to Gavin Newsom.
No, but... I think the reason that Newt said that, and the reason I think that is, okay, what are the alternatives? I mean,
that's right.
Where else are you going to go? He's governor of California. He has got all kinds of publicity for defeating the recall, and he's up for re-election this coming year.
Right.
And but who knows? I mean, the point is, I worry, Peter, and between you and me, that it's deeper than partisan politics, and it may take more than one election. And I brought up the homeless thing because I don't see any of these wonderful Republicans, and I admire most of the people that you mentioned, but we're not addressing that. We're not addressing some of the deeper and ongoing problems with education. I think that was one of the most encouraging thing I found about Glenn Youngkin's victory, is taking a look at education and shaking it up and moving in the right direction. Peter Robinson of the Hoover Institution, let's close out the hour with Peter coming up on the MedVet Show.
Let history say of us, these were golden years when the American Revolution was reborn, when freedom gained new life and America reached for her best.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael Medved Show, pleasure always to speak with my friend Peter Robinson, who is the fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford, where he writes about business and politics. By the way, the Stanford Quarterly, the Hoover Institution Digest that comes out every quarter, is indispensable. And I read thoroughly every time that it comes out. It's a handsome and beautifully illustrated and a wonderful publication. And Peter, I'm just a quick question here, and there's a piece in the Boston Globe just posted. I don't know if you've seen it. It says,
just put literally while we've been talking, I haven't looked at the news. So.
Yes, it's, can Biden pull a Ronald Reagan in 2022?
No.
He has the economic numbers to tell a persuasive story. So what do you think?
No, of course not. Of course not. Listen, Joe Biden could have pulled, let's say Joe Biden could have pulled a John Kennedy. If Joe Biden were younger and had any foresight, vision, courage, he could have said, look, I'm a guy from Scranton. My people, I grew up with Irish people and Italians in Scranton. My grandparents worked the coal mines. Our kind of Democrat was Franklin Roosevelt. We're here to help the little guy, the working man. Woke stuff? No, thank you. That's not my Democratic Party. He could have reclaimed the center for the Democratic Party, and in that case, he would have been very, very formidable. Instead, he went straight to the left. He wasn't elected to do it. Americans can hardly believe he's enacting these huge spells. Anyway, you get the picture. He had an opportunity, I believe, a real political opportunity, but he had no vision, no, honestly, I suppose, no energy either. He doesn't, let's put it this way. There are younger 78-year-olds in America than Joe Biden.
That is entirely correct. And again, he's just, I think he's coming up to his 79th birthday.
Yes.
Because his birthday is in November. Okay, quick question here, because this is something else that people don't know about Reagan. Is Reagan's first big national stage accomplishment that a lot of people had thought to be unbelievable, inconceivable, was uniting the Republican Party. Because when he was running for the nomination in 1980, he had lost the nomination to Gerald Ford in 1976. He had some formidable opposition, including his future vice president, George Herbert Walker Bush.
Yes.
But this is the challenge right now. You're talking about our great bench. What do we do now to follow Reagan's example and uniting the party so it can work effectively and not be splintered by all kinds of bitter primary contests which are coming up in state after state after state for 2022?
Well, Glenn Youngkin showed the way. Glenn Youngkin demonstrated respect for Donald Trump, but at the same time made clear that he didn't particularly wish to have the former president campaigning for him in Virginia. He wanted to be his own man. He respected and talked about Donald Trump's achievements, tax cuts, an economy that produced real increases in wages for ordinary working people for the first time in decades, recognizing that China was our adversary, no longer, or if it ever was, our friend. Rebuilding our national defenses. All of these were genuine accomplishments, and Glenn Youngkin said as much. Now, what he doesn't want is the kind of bitter divisiveness that Donald Trump seems to engender. By the way, let's stipulate that Donald Trump, whatever his faults, is far more sinned against than sinning. That his presidency was as bitter a time in this nation's history as it was is at least as much the fault of the Democrats and the press who ginned up this absurd Russian collusion story and absorbed national attention for over 2 years with it. So I'm not trying to denigrate Donald Trump personally, and neither did Glenn Youngkin. But Glenn Youngkin's campaign said, in effect, we respect the accomplishments, we respect him, we certainly respect the people who voted for Donald Trump. If there was no condescension in anything that Glenn Youngkin said or did or in his bearing. But at the same time, he was able to talk about the future. He wasn't getting hung up on the injustices done to Donald Trump. He wasn't going to permit himself to get drawn into discussions about this or that election irregularity in the last presidential election. He had his own agenda. That's the way forward, I think. I'm hoping that the former president says, I'm not going to seek the nomination, but I will campaign for the party.
What I'm worried about, Peter, and honestly, I don't think it's too early to worry about it, because it's happening right now, is in about 12, 14 states so far, there are major primary contests involving Republican office holders. Greg Abbott has a challenge for his renomination in Texas from Alan West. We have in Alaska, Senator Murkowski, who is a crucial vote. Every Senate vote is crucial.
Yes, it is. Has
a very formidable Republican challenger and a fairly well-funded, well-thought-of Democratic challenger.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of the Republican Party in 2022 spending all of its energy and effort in knocking out other Republicans scares me. That's basically what I'm talking about. You get the last word on this.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know. Michael, I share so many of your worries and have for so, you and I have known each other for years and years now, that far be it from me to say, Michael, relax just a little. But that's my impulse. I mean, look at Virginia, look at New Jersey. Nobody was paying, including me, I'm willing to
admit,
was paying any attention to New Jersey. We are placing a long-term bet that self-government works, Michael. And even the voters of Alaska are going to be able to sort it out and get a reasonable answer. And Lord knows that the voters of Texas are going to will recognize Greg Abbott for his remarkable accomplishments. And Greg Abbott, well, it'll It'll be okay. I truly believe it'll be okay.
I certainly hope so. I remember, as you remember, I did an interview with you for your book in 2000.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's My Party, a Republican's Messy Love Affair with the GOP. It really is always that way. And actually, it goes going back to 1856 and 1860, as you know and have written about, it's been that way. It is wonderful to be speaking to you and to celebrate this moment. It's a 30th anniversary of this great Reagan Library Institution, and also to celebrate what Gerard Baker was writing about today. I was talking about it on the air today. He said, voters decide to make America sane again. And let's hear it for sanity, which also is probably the best way to deal with the homeless issue, too, which we were talking about. Peter, I want to let people know that coming up tomorrow, we will be joined by a number of distinguished guests, including the author of a stinging indictment of the news media from a deputy editor at Newsweek, where I'm privileged to write regularly. Her name is Batya Unger Sargon. She has a new book called Bad News. We'll be talking to Arthur Herman, a defense expert, about what you do about countering the Chinese expansion of military power, attempts to expand into diplomatic power and more. And also talking to someone who's written a fairly remarkable book about basically life on the streets and what is really involved in terms of insanity and drug abuse and other problems that contribute to that, particularly in the American heartland. And then we'll also talk a little bit about what I'm speaking about tonight at the Reagan Library, which has to do with an attempt, really, by people who seem bent on destroying American optimism and suggesting that Thanksgiving should not be a time for gratitude, it should be a time for guilt. Do we really want a national day of mourning 2 weeks from now when we're celebrating our great national feast? There's also a piece in the New York Times that says that because of disagreements over the pandemic, it may not be safe to have Thanksgiving meals together with people with whom you disagree. I hope that's not the case. There can be thankfulness and gratitude for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.